My name is Dr. Jackie Christikos, and I'm the President-elect of the Colorado Veterinary Medical Association. I appreciate the opportunity to testify today concerning CVMA's opposition to this bill. I have some supporting information here for you as well.
Thank you.
Let me begin by stating that CVMA supports the principle that Coloradans be able to adopt or purchase healthy, safe pets. CVMA also supports Colorado's Pet Animal Care Facilities Act, PACFA, and we appreciate the many ways its regulations protect pet animal health and welfare in our state. CVMA opposes four parts of this bill as drafted and with the proposed amendments that we have seen. I'm going to go through each one. First, page 6, section 3, number 2A. CVMA opposes limiting breeders to 25 breeding dogs or cats. This requirement has no basis in scientific research, and the quality of care is the factor that is essential to health and welfare of the animals, not necessarily the number of animals housed at a particular facility. Second, page 7, section 3, number 2D, the amended requirement to breed an animal no more than 6 times in her life is not based in science or veterinary medicine. It's a decision that should be made in consultation between a veterinarian and the owner for each individual animal. For some animals, even one litter may have negative health consequences, while others may remain healthy through multiple pregnancies. This decision is best determined between a veterinarian and owner for each individual animal. Third, page 7, section 3, number 2E. CVMA is opposed to the requirement for veterinarians to document that an animal has no health conditions that could affect the offspring. Unfortunately, it's not possible, as a biological system is inherently unpredictable. Veterinarians can perform a good examination and use our technology, but all we can say is the animal is apparently healthy at that time. Fourth, page 7, section 3, number 2F. CVMA is opposed to the stipulation that a veterinarian determine and document that an animal requires euthanasia. It's not the role of a veterinarian to make this determination. Within the context of the veterinarian-client-patient relationship, our job as veterinarian is to advise the owner or client on the health and welfare of the animal and make that decision along with the owner. However, the final decision does not sit with the veterinarian, it's with the owner. In closing, CVMA is very much in favor of healthy breeding practices, but we cannot support this bill as drafted and with the proposed amendments we have seen. We recommend postponing this bill and engaging stakeholders in an effort to make PACFA even more effective for the citizens and animals of Colorado. I'm happy to respond to any questions you may have for me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This question is for Dr. Christakos. It has to do with the number of times to breed an animal. Where do you think this number 6 came from? What do you think the determination of this is? And why should we consider it in legislation, or why should we not consider it in legislation? It seems to me a bit restrictive, since I am also in the livestock business as a Colorado, third-generation Colorado rancher.
Dr. Christakos, or the bill sponsor, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a great question. We've actually had a lot of discussion with Colorado State University and their theriogenologists there and trying to understand where that number was developed from. And I can say from my perspective as a veterinarian as well, we're not really sure if that number has any kind of scientific basis behind it. As we talked about in our testimony, that really it's more of a should be made on an individual basis. Some animals may not be a great candidate for breeding one time in their life because of specific patient factors, where there might be another animal that has 6 or 7 or 8 pregnancies without any concerns. I think the discussion would be more that probably younger animals are going to be healthier, younger within reason, appropriate breeding age, but younger animals are going to likely be healthier. I'm assuming that number maybe came from trying to limit the length of time that they were bred, but there really isn't a lot of science behind that number to our determination. And that's one of our concerns, is that some of these numbers aren't, we wish that there was a little bit more scientific research to tell us we're making the best decision for the animals, because that's really our goal, is that we're doing the best thing we can for them, and that we're not sure that that number protects or prevents, may for some animals and may not for others. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, Representative Holtorf.
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Christakos, it does help me understand a little better. Follow-on is, what's the gestation period of a dog, and how many litters can they have in a year generally?
Dr. Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate you asking that question. I would just like the, since you're a livestock guy, I'm a equine veterinarian, but I do remember this from veterinary school. The gestation age of dogs is usually between 63 and 65 days, but dogs have this really unique way that they ovulate, that they can really only have 2 litters per year. Whereas cats are a completely different story. They're kind of polycyclic. They are induced ovulators, and that's why we have such a big overpopulation problem in some circumstances with kittens, because cats can breed a lot more times in a year. But yes, for dogs, twice a year. And we did appreciate that amendment that was added to the bill, because the discussion of only once per year, animals that are reproductively capable, there is a slight risk actually for them to remain open, meaning unbred, a slightly increase for things like pyometra in that circumstance. So we're glad that that provision was taken out, because we actually thought that could have been deleterious to breeding animals for those reasons.